Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is a Wednesday morning. That makes it Hawk Topics with our buddy Steve Hawk.
Hawk Topics.
Hello,
Hawk
brother.
Topics. Hello. Hello. Thanks for the invite.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing really good. I like the cooler temperatures. Like it.
It was like more than cool this morning.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It was, bring it on.
I have a, decent sized backyard.
Yep.
And so last night it was, I don't know, probably 7:30 or whatever. And I went out to mow.
Okay.
And just had a t-shirt on, and I was like, I literally went back in and got like one of these that I'm wearing right now to get some sleeves on. So that, you know, it's not cold, but
no.
By the same token,
it was the wind.
The wind
had a little bit of a chill.
Absolutely.
Not a bite, not yet.
No.
But a chill.
Yeah.
And I felt that too.
Enough to put sleeves on anyway.
Yeah. It's always the wind.
And did you walk your dog today yet or no?
No, he wanted to skip today. He said, how about we skip?
Really?
I was like, no, all right.
It's nice you guys have that relationship. It's open. The communication is
it
great.
It really is.
Yeah, that's great.
He's an elder dog, and he walked Monday and Tuesday.
I see.
And then he asked, can we just skip Wednesday?
Did he give you, what does he usually address you as? Sir, bro,
Pops.
Pops, okay.
Yeah. We trained him.
Well, clearly. Yeah. I mean, wow, good for you guys.
Yeah, Papa Hawk.
Yeah, it's fun to watch a boxer say Pops, too.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, a little spit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's
every
cool.
time.
Yeah. Steve, this is an obvious question, so
please.
I probably already know your answer.
All right.
Does food taste better eaten out of a cup?
No.
Thank you, Steve. What do you think, Producer Steve?
Wait, no explanation, just no?
What do you mean, no explanation? What? It's a pretty obvious, straightforward question.
I mean, it's not just a yes or no response, I feel like.
I can't think of one that tastes better.
I don't know why that can't be a yes or no.
I mean, it seemed like it
could. I guess it could. But I feel like there needs to be an explanation.
No, I don't believe there does.
No, I mean...
any food.
You claimed that it tasted better out of a cup. Food tastes better out of a cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not any food, but for the majority of foods that are in
a
cup.
I got two possible ones. Soup.
Okay. Nope.
You want a bowl of soup?
My soup tastes better when it's out of a bowl.
Yeah, and I think Steve is...
what if it was a giant cup?
Like Friends? Like Friends-style cup?
Huh?
Wow. They have large coffee cups in the show Friends. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Out of fairness, I was thinking styrofoam, or processed cup.
Oh, wow.
When you
paper-ish,
said cup. You're right,
anything.
Right.
Yeah, you're not and ceramic.
So, right. And now I'm thinking, it doesn't really matter if it's a bowl or a cup. They're both ceramic.
I think he likes the angle.
I would rather still have it out of a bowl than a cup.
You? Yeah, just,
There are times when, we will have chili bowls. If we're serving chili to a group of people, we have a set of what we call chili bowls.
They're
brown. They have a little handle on it.
Yes.
Kind of like an old-fashioned soup bowl.
And, right.
You could make it. French onion soup would look really good in one of those.
I bet
things.
It would. Yeah.
We have those and we serve them.
Mm, high maintenance.
Kevin, what else tastes better? He said you could see eating soup out of a cup. What else?
Maybe fruit. Fruit cup.
Ooh. Well, fruit's not bad.
Yeah. How do you feel about a fruit cup?
I don't like those.
Those are the only ones scary. I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, mac and cheese, pudding. All of these things.
That's right. I forgot about my daily pudding intake is usually from a cup.
Or a salad bar, remember? Yeah,
that's we talked right.
about salad, it. Better in a cup?
I understand Heaven's it's down. Maybe more what? Convenient, Steve, but I don't think it tastes better.
Correct. I'm with you.
A meat sundae, better in a cup?
he said earlier, all food tastes better in a cup, and I said a steak tastes better in a cup. I don't think you're going to win that battle.
Nope.
Sort of hard to cut it up, too.
It
I don't
is.
Know if you noticed.
Yeah. But if you were to puree it with some A1, I'm tasting it for sure.
Okay, yeah.
Jay and Kevin's
Wait, hold on.
Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Yeah, what about like steak bites?
Let it go.
In a cup.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. All right. Letting go. I'm letting go. Yeah. I'm letting go.
Steve does a really good job of letting go if he feels he's being wronged. What'd you have for us, Producer Steve?
I got nothing.
Oh, he's just hurt now. He's angry.
I'm very upset. I mean, that was my thing.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin had something.
All right,
but,
Kevin.
Oh, I do. Well, I have a couple things. I am full of topics.
I'm sure.
But I did want to ask this. Steve Hawk.
Yeah.
If I say, like, landmarks in Chicago, what are a couple that you think of?
Well, probably the Sears Tower.
Thank you for correctly saying.
Oh, wow. Very tall, oh, wow. Right?
Yeah.
The lake. I mean, that city is right up against a pretty good size of water.
Uh-huh.
And it is right up against it. Here's the city, here's a street, here's water.
Yeah.
That is kind of a landmark to me.
Whatever that silver thing is that's at one of the park dealios.
The Bean.
The Bean, yeah, that's it.
Nah. Wrigley?
Didn't they have like a rail system that's pretty...
I don't know.
Steve, they have a...
I mean, it's the L.
The yeah. L, yeah, the L
yeah.
train.
Yeah, 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 take an L.
Yeah. Remember hearing that.
What do you know about the ledge, producer Steve? Or
the ledge?
Are you talking about at the Sears Tower?
I believe it's called Willis Tower now.
No,
right?
we don't believe in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they changed it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, JCPenney's wanted to buy it. Sears wouldn't let him, and then you know the guy from what you're talking about, Willis, he bought it.
Yeah, no one calls it that.
Right? Really. Yeah, I didn't know.
They all
that.
Still call it Sears Tower.
Yeah.
Well, like which is I good to know because that's what I always will remember is
right.
the Sears Tower.
Right, yeah.
We're all yeah, old. What do you know about that whole setup there?
Oh, very scary. And people
it's
do.
It's 103 stories up, I believe, right?
Jeez.
It's something
you,
like, yeah. I mean,
you
that,
go out
right.
and then there's like windows everywhere.
Is that the glass just, floor thing, Kev?
Yeah, and then okay. there's the glass floor.
Ugh.
I'm okay with glass floors. I've done a glass floor before.
You don't mind it?
Nope.
Ooh, try something. Does
that scare you?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. It does scare you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I see. You don't mind it, but it is scary.
Right, but I like that. I like the adrenaline rush of being
wow.
afraid, of being a little bit, I don't like this.
I'm looking at pictures.
Like
I'm uncomfortable now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you like that, but you don't like a cup.
Yeah.
Well,
yep,
wait,
exactly.
I'm letting it go. I'm sorry. Letting it go.
Seems like you are. Yeah, that thing. I mean, I get it. It looks cool. The pictures are crazy, blah, 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 but...
Yeah, I think it's you lean over, technically. It's on an angle, and you can kind of get a really cool view of the
uh-huh.
city.
Yeah.
Sort of beyond the... not really beyond, but it kind of looks like you're forward.
Yep.
Yeah. Just a couple of bolts away from a fall, so
yeah,
that's
exactly.
why I
it was Matt, very, you have to trust.
You know you don't have to.
Interesting. It's an inch and a half, to. The glasses. That's it.
Okay.
Inch and a half.
But that's pretty thick. It's reinforced.
Right,
sure.
And it was very interesting to see because they had the three backup quarterbacks for the Chicago Bears. They're the ones who went and checked it out.
Okay.
And so
couldn't let the starter do it.
Three different starts. No, Caleb Williams is not
contract.
Allowed.
Enough said there. They're like, hey, we're going to go up. What's it called again, Kevin? The what? The ledge? The edge?
The ledge. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go up to the ledge, take pictures. Not the starters.
No.
You guys stay down here.
That are battling for the yeah. final two positions.
Right.
You go check it out. Maybe you can eliminate the process.
You can help us decide.
But it was great because the one kid, Tyler Badgent or whatever, he's the one that's got the dad that is the world champion arm wrestler, and he's just got the long hair, and he's a wild kid. He's wild. He walks out on it, and he kind of jumps on it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
around,
no
he's
thanks.
Like, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, that's cool. That's him.
Nope.
The other kid who is, you know, a rookie is just like, oh, man. He's holding on to the side of the glass. Like, just completely. He goes, I want to do it. I want to walk out there. But he walks out there, but he does not let go of the glass.
I know
at
that
all.
Would save his life. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The rail. He's yeah. he's doing anything
yeah,
to just
absolutely.
Yeah, super slow. And then the other one was Brett Rippon. A little,
oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is the other quarterback.
Did he just walk out there?
He walked out there. It makes a noise. He goes, nope.
It makes a noise?
Yeah, like cracks or something. Yes, and he just goes, why does it make that noise? And he turned around and walked right back. That was the end of it.
Yeah, there's no way.
That's me. That's exactly what I would do.
100%. It makes a noise. I'm never going near it again.
You've walked out onto a lake and said, okay, time to turn around.
The ice is cracked? Oh, yeah, I've done that. And I'm like,
hear that?
Nope, nope.
Oh, that's a creepy sound.
Yeah.
No, I'm done.
Oh, man. Why is it make that noise is the best comment ever. You want to hang around for, by the way, $40 to
40?
Go up, tickets to go in there.
Sure, sounds normal.
Yeah, $40 to go scare yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that works out good. Round two coming up. You hanging out?
Yes.
Sounds good, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are the Olympics on a leap year, too?
Kevin James.
Gosh, they spend their whole lives working for this one moment in time, and we're just like, oh, is it this year?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Our buddy Steve Hawk is here. We're starting to get closer to fall and closer to fall TV season. You know, it's always a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
But is it for you?
Nah, you know, I'm a geek in that I'm a Survivor geek.
Okay.
And our family is my mom and my son.
Well, that's awesome. All I love that.
We don't always, you know, I don't watch it with my mom much, but
sure.
Yeah, we still.
But you have it in common.
All three of us.
Yeah. Why do we never talk about it at work, Hawk?
Because it's embarrassing.
No, why? No, I don't think it is at all.
Gosh.
No.
I don't watch a lot in the fall besides the start of hockey, late fall, football,
sure,
and the end of baseball, because I'm just a sports guy, and that's usually what I watch on TV.
Yeah.
Outside of twice a year.
When Survivor's on.
Survivor hits.
I did not know you were a diehard Survivor guy.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. I don't brag about it. That's why you didn't know about it.
Did you ever chat it up with Slim about it?
A little, then I just got too embarrassed.
So that is your what you would consider a guilty pleasure because it's not, you know, like significantly valued.
Yeah, it just
as
seems
far as a TV show.
Right, and because those who aren't on board will look at me and talk to me and say things like, "Really, you still watch that thing?"
What are we up to? Kevin?
So
season what?
47 or 8?
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people who watch it. You don't get 47 seasons without having good ratings.
But it is the same, and it is kind of
sure.
But it's good mindless TV, and I can get wrapped up in that. Mm-hmm. None of the other type. Well, not most of the other reality shows. Not for me.
Yeah.
But that one reality-ish,
yeah.
Sort of.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd watch it and then play my Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 57.
I'm sure you would. Thanks for the invite. Maybe I will take you.
Wow. But no Amazing Race, none of the other reality shows.
Yeah, I mean, I will watch that on occasion, but I just find that I don't have the time or desire to watch that much TV.
Do you think most people gravitate, who are sports people, gravitate toward reality TV that includes some sort of maybe physical activity, like a sport, like Survivor or Amazing Race?
Well, I don't know that it's a sport type of thing, like a physical activity, more so that it is just kind of more real. So sports are real. You watch it and it's real. It's really happening. Mm-hmm. It's not scripted.
Right. Except for the NFL, which of course is obviously scripted.
And Survivor's not scripted either. So I guess that's why I say reality-ish. Yeah. That's maybe my correlation between the two.
I got you.
So you've been watching since the beginning, though, right?
I have.
Okay. That's impressive.
I used to host radio, a radio deal, like after the Super Bowl, there would be some Survivor thing.
Always.
And my live broadcast was like, hey, I'll be there for the Super Bowl, and then I'm staying there for 5 or 6 total hours.
Right, yeah.
Come join us for the Survivor kickoff party.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot they used to do that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, it has. Well, good for you for watching all the seasons. That's impressive.
Is it good for me?
I mean,
I don't remember who won
there
last
could be
year.
A lot
I don't,
worse
I don't remember any of that crap, but it's fun for a few weeks or months,
D.
I guess.
D?
D.
D won last year.
Oh, well, see.
Remember D?
I kind of do now, yeah.
Now, I may have missed that maybe 2 seasons ago because I'm with you. I love it when it's on, I'm so into it. And then I just forget who won anything.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's just too hard to keep track of.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
No. Yeah, I mean, wait, it's not going to significantly impact your day?
No, not really. Yeah. But, and I actually was going to apply for it years and years and years ago.
You wanted to be on Survivor.
Yeah, I wanted, because I used to say, I love rice. Therefore, I should be on Survivor.
that's hilarious. I used to watch it a lot. And then for some reason, it just fell out of favor. I don't know what it was. Why? There's no reason. It's not like it got bad.
Yeah.
I just changed, I guess, my viewing habits or something.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, it just got away from me. And then once it got away, I never went back.
Right.
But it probably for the first, I don't know, let's say 25 seasons.
Okay.
Do they still do the, because they used to feel like they were trying to starve them to death at the beginning.
Right.
Is the eating thing still as much of a?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I mean, it is, but it isn't.
I feel like they've gone back to it a little.
Have they?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, it just seems...
Because before, Survivor was Naked and Afraid before Naked and Afraid, where it was like, hey, guys, man, you got to figure out the food thing, or you're going to lose a lot of weight and maybe get sick.
I think that it's not... I mean, they give them a certain amount of rice, but they go to the same place every year now, and I don't know if that's...
The same, like, island or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it is the same place? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the Fiji Islands. They may pick different Fiji Islands,
gotcha,
but it's right down there. It's all tropical, full of fruit. It all looks the same.
I got you.
Don't have alligators running around anymore. it's not as...
That's a plus.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Africa.
Right.
It's Fiji. Yep,
which made it really hard sometimes, depending on the location. It could be pretty tough. Yeah.
Well, the thing I think they've been strict with lately is the flint for your fire.
You get one or you don't?
That's true.
You don't.
That's true.
No,
you
don't.
Do not get it.
Okay.
And there's been...
You win it, like in a challenge or something.
Last season where they just did not have fire for a long time.
You still get to bring your one thing? You remember back in the
old
day? Probably.
They don't talk about it too much, but I'm sure they do.
Because it used to be, you can bring your one thing. Yeah, and people are like, I brought...
A cup.
Yeah. to eat my food out of. Because everything's better.
These bugs taste better in a cup.
Well, that actually might be right.
It's a lot of just the relationships and all that. And where I kind of go, no, you know what? I don't. Let's fast forward.
But you never did actually apply for the show.
No, I never got around to
that. That would have been great.
I just eat rice at home.
Yeah. That would have been cool, though. I mean, you would have been good at it because you have a way of getting along with everybody if need be.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I would last. I've thought about that many times. Every season, I was like, now, could I get past this stage? Yeah, probably not. Probably not. I think somebody would say, let's just get this guy out of here.
This guy's full of it. We're out of here. This guy's not good. He's saying the same thing to me. He's saying to you.
And you don't get like a consolation prize of any kind, right? It's just the winner is the winner.
Well, I think in second place maybe or something. They're
small.
Yeah, I do think they get like $100,000 or something.
Oh, okay.
If you make it far enough, then you get to go to the plantation because you're on the jury, so you get to hang out for the complete time.
I remember
and then
that.
You get a bunch of food and you get to live in Fiji for 3 weeks without playing the game.
Right.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice. Then.
Yeah, that's kind of a bonus. Yeah. And you get a bed and a shower, which is not terrible.
Every day. Yeah.
So it might be better not to win.
Maybe.
So you're in. Okay. All right. Well, there's your fall plans. Your fall is already, you're ready to go. You're locked in.
Yes.
Yeah. September 18th or something like that, I think, is when it kicks off.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know, but now I do. Thank you.
And are welcome. 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But Steve and I joke around a lot, or at least I think you know I'm joking, right?
No.
Kevin James.
Don't do this. No, you're going to get
great.
Every old lady in Spokane is going to
easy.
Hate me right
well, now. Now you're going to get it because you just said old lady. What are you doing?
Oh, old lady. I think that's a good idea to say that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, boy.
gone off the rails.
Yep. Don't forget you can download the Coyote Country app. Simply search for Coyote Country wherever you get your apps and you'll see us right there. Boom. Free for you. Also, some Raptor Reef indoor water park tickets before we get out of here at 10 o'clock today. Kevin, you got a clip of the day for us?
Let's do it.
All righty.
Kevin's clip of the day.
All right. Well, here we go today. There's a lot of different ways you can have a baby. Whether you do the experience at home. I've always thought people who did that, it seems really cool for them. Just never for me.
Yeah, I get it. Some people are just not comfortable with it. Yeah.
Yeah, like the midwife and the whole thing. And you just go, that is a really cool experience. I had some friends that did it and they had, pictures and it was like, that's really neat. That is really, really cool, but that is not for everybody.
Right.
Jay, your daughter loves dolphins, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She swam with the dolphins.
She did.
Well, when she decides to have a baby, maybe, just maybe, she will get into this.
Have you ever heard about dolphin births?
Mm-mm.
People can give birth and the dolphins deliver your baby for you.
What do you mean?
You've never heard of that?
How could I ever heard of it? Because it's not even something.
It is something. I promise you.
What are you saying? Like a midwife that's a dolphin?
Yes.
And where do you do it? In the deep end or whatever? Was this at a Hampton Inn? This isn't that thing that happened in outside of Waco, was it?
It could have been. No, I think it's a thing. It's an option.
It's an option? At SeaWorld?
No. Look, it's a real thing.
I've never seen this. No. That woman's married. Somebody tell that dolphin. If my baby is born, I'm not giving it to a fucking dolphin, dude, for even 30 seconds. What if it swims off with it?
That's a crazy thought. No, I think you have to do it.
But then you're like, oh, it didn't work or whatever. How are you going to tell your wife?
Your baby? Or it just eats your baby?
They said it's therapeutic. You know what's also therapeutic? Taking the child home safely and feeding him and probably homeschooling him and making sure that your home is protected with a Ring camera. I mean,
that's also therapeutic. Yes, thank you. There it is. I mean, maybe something to consider.
No, wow.
The dolphin birth, the pictures are wild. There's like a pregnant woman there and a dolphin just like swimming up, and it's, you know, dolphin head is on her stomach, and you're just like, what?
Right. And then, wow. Okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, as cool as dolphins are, it just seems...
Very unnecessary, first of all.
I'm kind of with Theo Vaughn on this one.
Yeah.
You know what else is therapeutic?
taking the baby home. Yeah, right.
Safely.
Yeah. Safely, yeah. And protecting your house with a Ring camera or some sort of security device.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are actually doing this. That's...
One is too many, I think.
Really?
I feel like, yeah, unnecessary. Again, that's just one of those things where, like, what else can we be that's super weird and is super unique? I don't know. Let's just have the successful birth and call it a day. I feel like that's enough. What do you name the child that was used a dolphin as a midwife? Hmm. Flipper?
Free Willy? Hyphenated? Middle name?
Yeah, Willie's kind of fun.
Willie's great. I mean, I could do, you know, we call my son that. You know, it's, but I can guarantee you there was no dolphin involved in the birth of my youngest son.
There was not, huh?
I don't remember it. I was there. Don't remember the dolphin.
Jay, have you done the dolphin thing? Have you swam with him?
I was in the
or
tank.
Or was it one of those where you're like, listen, I'm not paying for everybody?
No, I'm not paying for that. No, I'm good. I was just there in the tank simply because my children were small and I didn't trust the people with the dolphins. I trusted the dolphins, but I didn't trust the people with the dolphins. You know, I mean, you know, you're just in there because, you know, the kids are like, Dad, jump in with me. Sure, you bet. Dad, do it. No, it's $80.
So they let you in, though.
Right. You're like, I don't want to do it that bad.
Yeah. I did. I had zero care.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you could pet him now. Okay, cool. Yeah, okay, get away.
Tell us how you really feel.
Big animal fan. Big. I mean, you know, it's like whatever. It was cool. You can feel him, and it feels like you thought it would feel, and then you're kind of done. I mean, what else is there? I don't.
What animal would you let? Hey, what animal would you let deliver your daughter's baby? I mean, what? Just so everybody knows, Emma's not pregnant or anything.
No.
I just am saying, in the future, when she has a child, what animal would you be most likely to say, okay, I can see that? I mean, is a monkey?
The Muppet named animal?
That's not bad. Although that seems dangerous, too.
No, he's too hyper, Jay.
He is, yeah, but he'd be able to play the drums while we were waiting.
It's not what you need.
That's true.
Not what you need.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with a doctor. But again, not my decision. Who knows? Phil. Dr. Phil. Yes, that's
it. How about
it.
A penguin? A penguin would be so stinking cute. Just waddle up there.
What do you got? Oh, you have ice up to the bed?
Put its little penguin arms up and catch the baby.
I don't know. Pretty hard to catch with those flippers or arms or whatever they call those things.
Yeah, and I don't think penguins are very smart.
That seemed really...
They're not?
Really harsh of you, Steve.
Yeah, and don't they... No, never mind.
I'm going to Google that. Are penguins... Don't they what?
No, it's bad.
Okay. Are penguins smart? Yes, they're considered to be an intelligent animal.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I apologize to the penguin
Steve,
population.
Thank you for the information.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for hurting our penguin listeners.
The Big 99. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Tell them that you can't pay that much. Tell them how much you want to pay and see what they say. Will that work? And he goes, it's worth a try.
Kevin James.
And I thought, that can't work. And I emailed him and said, hey,
I'm not doing that.
This is stupid.
Right.
I said, my brother said to say this is stupid.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, Steve, you can kick off our final thoughts segment here.
Oh, I'm going on an adventure today, Jay.
Really?
Over to the park.
Oh, you're going to go to Pig Out?
Yeah.
Nice. Day one of Pig Out in the Park, yeah?
Yeah. I'm thinking of going on a little walk over there and checking it out.
I love that. No idea what there is for food or don't care. You're just going to wander till you find it?
Yeah, I'm just going to wander. I looked at the website yesterday a little bit, kind of glanced at it.
Okay, so you did take a peek at what you might get.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they got some music going on this afternoon.
Oh,
yeah.
They got a lot.
Yeah, and a bunch of different
Was there one food booth that you said, that piques my interest, that tickles my fancy, that makes my tummy growl?
I don't know, I mean, kebabs maybe, or...
Kebabs.
Cheese curds seemed like a good choice.
Okay, yeah, I like it.
Dippin' Dots, ooh. Do love some Dippin' Dots.
Well, that's good. That's a good dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There look to be like a lot of good stuff. So
there really are a lot of choices.
Yeah. I think the right thing to do is you may have in your mind what you're thinking, but then when you get there, you just kind of got to walk around until you go, yep, that's it. And then the bad part is if you continue to walk past the food booths after you have your food, you may have that, I should have waited. But you can't let yourself do that. You just got to go, I'll come back tomorrow or whatever.
Or maybe I'll just bring a cup.
Bring
to
a
go.
Cup, yes. Cup to go. Bring your own cup for Dippin' Dots.
Hmm. See, but that is better in a cup.
Dippin' Dots? Yeah, that's probably right. So you finally found a food. Congrats, Steve.
Final thoughts.
All right, Kevin.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you, Steve. I want to see how it goes. And the cool part is if you really like it, guess what? It goes all weekend long into next week, so you'll have a chance to go back.
Yeah, what is it?
September? I want to recommend stuff to him, but then I just realized that's probably a waste of time.
No, like, I know. It's just so much,
Italian
too.
Sausage is my favorite.
It's great.
Oh, I'd do that.
It's so good.
Mary Lou's for maybe dessert, you know. Are they still down there? Mm-hmm. I feel like they are. I think that's a staple still.
Oh, is it like the same people every
year? A lot of times, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Nice.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, majority of them might be, but there's always new stuff too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Let's see. Mary Lou's milk bottle desserts.
Ooh, there you go.
Apple pie.
Okay,
fries.
If you're down there today, my granddaughter is supposed to be down there with my son's girlfriend.
Okay.
They're going to go down there today, walk around. They want to ride the carousel.
Nice. Maybe Funny Boy Steve or whatever she is called.
Steve, you have not rode the carousel, right?
I've seen it.
Well, if you went on there with Kevin's granddaughter, that would be an amazing way to experience it for the first time. I love that idea. Carousel it up, buddy.
Come on.
She got my digits?
Yeah. I'm sure she does.
You know she does. How many times has she called you?
That's on your phone.
Hi, Steven.
That's hilarious.
All right. I'll have my people talk to your people.
Okay. Sounds good.
What a great opportunity.
Oh, boy.
That's fantastic. And, you know, the good part is if you get scared, you know, Kevin's granddaughter can help you out.
She'll take care of you.
Instead of curiosity, if you do the carousel, you will sit on the outside, correct? So you can grab the rings. You're going to say you have the full experience?
Sure. Yeah.
That's where you want to go, but.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
I mean, it works the other way, but it's definitely better on the outside.
I want you on the outside so you can grab the ring, and then you can throw it into the little mouth of the clown or whatever it is.
Is that right? I maybe I'll just sit on the bench.
Oh, gosh.
Final thoughts.
Because of that, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I can't do it, man. I'm sorry. He's going to be too afraid to sit on the outside of the carousel to grab the ring. I don't know. I don't even.
Know what you're talking. I'll do it. I just don't know what you're talking.
You know
about.
What? Watch one trip around. Watch the. Well, I guess whatever it is, 3 minutes or something. That's probably not even that long.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then just watch it, and they go, "Oh, I see it. Okay, it's simple. They go around in a circle because it's a carousel, and then there's this little arm that sticks out with these plastic rings. You grab the ring, and then on the other side, you throw it into the little. Mouth of the clown. What is it, the mouth of Kev? A clown? I feel like that's right. Is that right?
I don't even remember, Jay. I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture it, and I can't even picture it right now.
Are you sure they haven't renovated the carousel and this doesn't exist?
Bro. Because
I don't remember seeing any of this.
Well, you're not very observant, no offense.
Oh, no, true. You're not.
But I've ridden it. Personally, since the renovation, more than once.
Okay.
And
I know I've done it a couple times as well, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin. You know why?
Why?
Because we live here, bro.
We are Spokane.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I'm doing it.
Live, local.
Okay, all right. Expect a report back. Also, it happened today, first day, write it down, August 28th. First day, first time. I don't want to say this year because, you know, Steve would be like, well, back in January, you didn't do it.
I feel like you would have done it in January. I don't understand.
You're so right.
You didn't do it in February? I feel like it was plenty cold enough to do it in February.
Oh, now I've become a Muppet old man.
Yeah, you did it in March, didn't you? It was very cold. I remember you saying it was cold. So you must have done it.
Caw, caw.
Caw, caw, caw.
What in the world did you do?
Turned the heat on in the car today on the way in.
Wait, you didn't do that back in January?
Okay, you know what? The Big
99.9 or March?
Illinois. Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's the show. Gotta go. Thanks for being here, everybody. On the way out, we've got tickets for you to win to Raptor Reef's Indoor Water Park at Triple Play. If you want to go, you should call 509-441-0999 and we'll take caller 7. Is that it, fellas? Anything else?
Well, have a great vacation. Happy anniversary. All that good stuff.
Well, I mean, my actual anniversary is Tuesday. You can wish me then.
All right, then I take it back.
Thank you. Not the good trip part, though, right? I'm still okay with that part?
Yeah. Good trip.
Show brought to you in part by Axiom Painting today. We thank them. Kevin.
What are you most looking forward to on your, you know, few days vacation? This is a real vacation because your trip to Minnesota was a big trip.
Oh, yeah, it was a business trip. Yep, lots of people. And wedding. Wedding, yeah. Yep.
So now it's just you and Denise on Romance Island, whatever it's called.
Walk on the beach, I was told. That's what I'm looking for. Walk on the beach, baby.
Do you tan? Okay. I don't know. Do you tan well?
Yes.
Oh. All right, that was just the question. I was just curious.
I thought I was going to say prove it or something.
That's what I thought. Was there going to be a display? What do we need here?
I didn't know if that was going to be good. I can't wait to see your tan line.
Yeah, I know. I can't
Jay
wait.
Does. Jay has that thing, Steve, when he's in Mexico and he gets really tan. I don't feel like you're there like you have been in the past sometimes where you're really, really tan.
Not as tan. No, that's correct. Yeah.
And then people will just come up to him and start speaking Spanish to him. And he's No.
And I'm like, I don't. And they're like, oh, sorry. I'm like, no, that's fine. It's my fault, I guess, for not knowing. But yeah, I don't imagine. Maybe. I don't know. Well, I'll let you know, Kev. I walk on the beach and what did you call it?
Romance Island.
Romance Island, yes.
We are so glad you
came. Adios, Jay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I don't speak it, Steve. I don't know what that means.
Bye. Bye-bye.